it's Sinead. So we had a bit of a technological mare this evening where we had recorded our like weekly updates and we had recorded the news and all of that good stuff. And then my garage band shit itself. And we had to start again, basically. Well, we didn't start again. We continued on the episode via Zoom on the off chance that my garage band would start working. It didn't. So you're just getting the ideal meal segment of the podcast. We'll cover off the news next week, no doubt. So this is where we're drinking and snacking around the world. Please feel free to join along with us. Dip, sorry. Sometimes technical issues just happen. And yeah, so enjoy the rest of the podcast. Hello. Slight change in quality. We're having minor technical issues, so either you'll have heard the news,
great, or
or here we are. Hello.
Hey!
My garage band has decided to freeze. So we'll see if we can keep the other 40 minutes that we've recorded. If not, welcome to Ideal Meal part 3.
Yes.
Part 3. Epcot.
Yeah.
Drinking around the world.
So, oh, that's the wrong window. I just went through all the things on that website and picked my favorite ones.
So again, as we've mentioned before, always linked in the show notes is the All Ears website that has every menu you could ever possibly need. And it makes doing these much easier. So if you would like to play along.
A lot easier. Like, this took me about maybe half an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I would have been days.
Yeah.
Days doing this by myself.
Yeah. And in true Kate and Sinead fashion, we've both done spreadsheets.
Well, do you know, my spreadsheet's just a continuation from the very first Imagination Vacation. I have everything on the one spreadsheet.
See, I write mine out on my iPad because I like the thing of writing them. But I was like, there's too many things to be able to write them. So this is a copy-pasty job.
Yeah, I did a lot of copy and pasting.
Now, what I did with mine was I did place the name of the thing, what the description is, and the cost.
So I didn't take the cost for all of them because not all of them had a cost.
Okay.
So I have the country, the thing, and where it's from.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we just go pavilion by pavilion?
Yeah, that might be the easiest because if I talk for ages and you talk for ages, that might be a bit boring for the 5 people that listen to us.
So we're starting in Mexico because if you start anywhere else, you're wrong. And we go clockwise because we are not heathens.
I was just told to do it this way.
Okay, I know one way is right, one way is wrong, but which way is right?
Which way is the right way? I assumed it was this way because personally it feels wrong to go clockwise around something. It doesn't feel correct.
And on that point, was listening to the latest episode of The Theme Park Trader and they're doing a new series where they're like going through each of the lands in Magic Kingdom. So they did Main Street first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Tomorrowland and it greatly stressed me out.
No!
I was like, Ryan and Dan, what are you doing?
Never would you go to Tomorrowland first.
Honestly.
What? Heathen. That's heathenous.
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you are supporting me in this because I was like, why are you?
No.
Why go that way?
That is wrong.
Very confused.
So, Mexico, do you want to start?
Sure. So we picked a food item and a drink in each pavilion. Or at least I did. You did as well, yes?
Yeah. I ended up picking a main, a drink, and then either a dessert, a snack, or a starter. Depending on where we are.
Oh, I just picked a food item and a drink in each. But that's fine.
Half an extra second on each one to say what it was anyway.
So for Mexico, my food item is from La Cantina.
Nice.
And I want the guacamole with tortipus, which is fresh made guacamole with tortilla chips, because can't go wrong with chips and guac. $10. Happy days.
So expensive for chips and guac, but anyway. We'll be here all day being like, that's so expensive.
And then my drink is from La Cava del Tequila, and it is the blood orange margarita.
Tequila.
I love a blood orange. I fucking love a margarita, so obviously I was going to want this. So this is tequila, orange liqueur, sweet tart mix of blood orange, hint of rum and vanilla with a tagine chili lime powder rim, and that's $16.
Nice.
Get in my face.
So, there was this TikTok and it was like, things I'd like inside me, the COVID vaccine, iced coffee.
Oh, that's a mood. Yeah.
Right? So from my Mexico, I picked tacos de pollos.
Beautiful.
So chicken tacos, mm-hmm. which is seasoned chicken served on homemade corn tortillas, Mexican rice, refried beans, and red salsa from La Cantina de San Angel for $14.25. Some of them have prices. If they have, I'll read them out. Then I also picked just the giant tostada from La Hacienda, which is a tostada with barbacoa, beef, chipotle, black beans, chorizo, Mexican sour cream, pickled onions, because that just sounded fucking fantastic. And you know what I miss? The barbacoa burrito that you get in... No, not Boojum. The other one.
Oh. I'll take it.
The one down by Disney. No.
Pablo Picante.
Pablo Picante, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a barbacoa burrito from there in so long. And I used to have them so often.
Come here to me. When the 5K lifts and we can actually see each other, can we like get takeout food from Pablo Picante's and go sit in the park?
Yeah, burritos.
Ooh, I want one of those sandwiches.
Woo, woo, woo. Tomorrow, completely off topic there, but tomorrow me and Ed are thinking about walking pretty much down to Phibsborough almost. Not quite Phibsborough, but just before it. Maybe Phibsborough, we might see. But because there's a little... coffee place in like the Gar Pitch. I mean, amazing coffee. They literally just won an award for it. But they have like homemade juices and they started doing iced coffees and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, if we're walking that far, I wonder if we could get Deliveroo Mad Egg to Phibsborough and just sit in the park. Because Mad Egg don't Deliveroo as far as us, but yeah. I think they deliver it to Phibsborough.
Why not? I've done that before. I remember at the start of lockdown, I was getting a chipper and the like closest chipper to us doesn't deliver it to us, mm-hmm. but it delivers to the garage. It delivers to like the just up the road mm-hmm. from us. So mm-hmm. we parked in the garage and got it delivered to the garage.
Like,
so.
And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
The things we do in Ireland. But anyway.
And then my drink was a wild strawberry frozen margarita, which has tequila blanco, strawberry, and pickly pear puree, and Leia. I'm gonna say it's Leia with a silent J, creme base.
Nice.
And that's from Chiosa de Margarita. I don't want to say these things wrong, but you know what? I'm white. There's only so much I can do.
So
at least I'm not a man. What can I say?
There we go. So next up, we're going to Norway. So both of my things are from the Kringla Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I went for the school bread, which I feel like is the thing that everybody gets.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a sweet roll filled with custard and dipped in coconut for $4.50. And it sounds and looks, because I've seen it on vlogs, delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very, very nice. And then I went for a Viking coffee.
Nice. Which
it's flavored with Camorra coffee liqueur and Bailey's Irish cream.
There was a fair bit of Jameson and Bailey's in a lot of these, I have to say.
Now, lads, don't get us wrong. We know we do things well. But
stop shoehorning them into other people's cultures.
Yeah. So that was $13. And I mean, a boozy iced coffee, I'm here for.
From Norway, I got the traditional Norwegian meatballs served with mashed potato, seasonal veg, and lingonberry sauce from Akershus. Because, lingonberry sauce, lingonberry jam is top tier jam to go with meat. And no one else can argue with me. Then for my like...
other jams to go with meat?
Cranberry sauce. Mint jelly.
That's not a jam.
It's a... delicious. Yeah. Then from Kringla Bakery, I got Burden's Best Cake, which is vanilla cake with custard and almond meringue topping. because that just sounded great. And then for my drink, I got a Prince of Norway, which is a royal blend of apricot brandy, sloe gin, sour mix, and orange juice. And that's also from Akershus. And it was only 10.50. I thought that was a bargain.
That is not bad.
10.50. That's like $9.75.
That's not bad.
That's really not that bad.
Yeah. So next up, we have China. Now, I have to say, my food options in China were few and far between.
Were they limited? Yeah.
Very limited. Now, again, I was mainly sticking for like snacky things. I picked one place to have like a meal. I'm very excited about it. So from the Lotus Blossom Cafe, I'm getting caramel ginger ice cream because that sounds delightful.
Nice.
Just $3.75. And then my drink is from the Joy of Tea and it's the Tipsy Ducks in Love, which is bourbon whiskey, coffee, black tea, cream, chocolate syrup for $12.50. That
wow,
sounds unreal.
Wow, that sounds great.
That sounds so nice. Big fan.
So for my China, I got...
For my China.
Pot stickers, which are pan-fried chicken and vegetable dumpling served with soya dipping sauce from Nine Dragons. And I also got... I went a bit wild here. I got banana cheesecake egg rolls. serves two, drizzled with caramel sauce and served with a choice of ice cream, also
that
from Nine Dragons.
Amazing.
And then my drink is also from Joy of Tea and it's bubble milk tea sweetened peach flavor black tea with tapioca pearls. I've had bubble tea before and I didn't like it, but there's just something about bubble tea that I'm like, yeah.
Bubble tea seems like it would be your aesthetic.
Yeah, I think I just need to find the right flavor. The last time, because the little tapioca pearls, you can get loads of different flavors of them. I think the first time I got them, I just got them like original flavor, but I think I need them like a fruit flavor or like a cream based one. Because you can get ones that, not too disgusting, but you get tapioca pearls that like, when you bite them, you have to chew them almost like a sweet, and other ones where they like pop. So I think I need the popping ones. But anyway, that was my China.
I did the African Outpost. Did you do the African Outpost?
No, didn't realize I was supposed to do that.
That's all right. I'll quickly whiz through mine. Both things are just from the African Outpost. So I got the Outpost Lemonade, which is frozen lemonade and absolute vodka. Sounds delightful. Which is $15. And then I got soft serve ice cream. You can get strawberry, banana, or a swirl in a waffle cone. I would want a swirl.
Swirl.
Why would you not get a swirl? $5.25.
Correct. If the option's there to swirl, you got a swirl.
Exactly. So... after that, we've then got Germany. So for my food option, I'm going to Summerfest and I'm just getting a jumbo pretzel because I feel like that many drinks in, I'm going to want a jumbo pretzel.
That's what I thought too.
Never in my life do I not want a jumbo pretzel, but definitely this many drinks in, I'm going to want a jumbo pretzel. So that is $9.39, which is a really bizarre price. And then for a drink, because I don't drink beer, I actively detest beer. From Beer Garden, I've gone for a shot of Jägermeister for $12.
I mean, when in Rome.
Exactly.
For Germany, I also picked a jumbo pretzel. Nice. All like the sit-down restaurants, it is all just pretty much buffet. Everything is buffet. So I just wrote, it's all a buffet, ? And then for my drink, I chose a Schoferhofer pink grapefruit Hefeweizen. Served in a souvenir stein from Summerfest. And that was $14.50. And I mean, in a stein as well.
I have heard that the pink that the grapefruit beer is meant to be lovely. I just really don't like beer.
See, I've had beers that are like very heavily sweetened, like stuff like this. And I'm like, yeah, I'd probably drink it.
I'm trying to think, what is that with their grapefruit beer? I feel like Elvis Juice is from BrewDog is grapefruit.
Maybe.
I don't know. So next up is Italia. So... both of my things are from the Italian gelato kiosk. So I've gone for a gelato sandwich, which is any gelato flavor sandwiched between two chocolate chip cookies. And I was just like, yes, please, I'll have several, which is $8. And then for my drink, I went for an Italian margarita, because again, she loves a margarita. So frozen blend of strawberry, banana and peach nectars for $10.
Nice, nice. For me, for my main... because I'm obviously eating a full meal everywhere we go. I picked a Peto di Pollo, which is, again, grilled chicken, fettuccine pasta, parmesan and cream. It's basically a chicken parmesan, which is what I regard with American-Italian. Or Italian-American, whichever way you want to put it. For my, like, snack, I got calamari. Because, obviously.
I do love calamari.
So the first one was from Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar. The second one's from Tutto Italia Ristorante.
No.
And then my drink, I got a Bellini. So Prosecco sparkling wine with peach puree from Italy Donkey.
Oh, brilliant. What a great name.
$13. Again, Disney pricing. I'm like, that's pretty fine. Because if you think about getting a Bellini in like as a, in like a cocktail bar, like 12 quid, yeah.
Yeah,
that's about right.
So next up is Murica. So this is where I'm having my like meal.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to Regal Eagle Smokehouse and I'm getting their barbecue jackfruit burger, which nice. Comes on garlic toast as a bun. And I'm like, garlic bread as a bun? Yes, please.
Ow.
So it's plant-based burger topped with barbecue jackfruit. And then you can get a choice of side. So I picked fries, but I would absolutely also want the onion rings. Fair. So that's $12.99. And then my drink is also from Regal Eagle Smokehouse. And it's a Tennessee lemonade, Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey with Odwalla lemonade and peach. $14.
That sounds nice.
Love me a whiskey lemonade.
That sounds really nice. I'd like one of those. From Murica, I got Memphis dry rub pork ribs, dry rubbed and slow smoked in our pit, served with garlic toast and your choice of side. Also from Real Legal Smokehouse.
Nice.
For my like dessert snack thing, I got a funnel cake with sugar because nothing's as America like a funnel cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my drink, I got a cider ball. What? Cider Boys Strawberry Magic Hard Cider.
Ooh.
I think it's from Wisconsin. And that's from Block and Hands.
Nice.
Yeah. I really like... Now, you can't drink loads of them because one, wildly bad for you, but also quite makes you feel quite sick if you drink a lot of them. But I really like flavored, like strawberry-flavored and fruit-flavored cider. But yeah. You could only like maybe two. After that, yeah. Got to switch to like Jameson.
Big same. So for Japan, again, also kind of struggled to go for food, but still. What I would probably realistically get would be going to Mitsukoshi and get a box of Pocky, because I fucking love Pocky.
Oh, yeah.
But from Kabuki Cafe, I've gone for a kakigori. Don't know if I'm saying that right. Which is shaved ice topped with fruit syrup. So you can get a choice of strawberry, melon, cherry, tangerine, blue raspberry, or rainbow, which is a choice of three flavors for $4.50. And I feel like in that Florida heat, that would be terrifically refreshing.
Mm, yeah. See, that's what I was thinking with my strawberry cider.
Yeah. And then from the Garden House, I've gone for, there's a running theme here now, blood orange lemonade, which is refreshing blends of Japanese sake, plum wine, lemonade, and blood orange for $9. $9, very cheap.
For sake, yeah.
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 Big fan.
For me, I got the Dakumi Ginuki, which is artisan beef A5 Wagyu tenderloin, leek sauce, warashita, curried potato, and seasonal mushrooms. That is from Takumite, and it is $120.
The second you said Wagyu, I feel like Wagyu is a thing that I only ever hear vloggers talk about. Like, I feel like I never hear an actual person talk about Wagyu.
I mean, Wagyu's been a thing before, way before vloggers have been a thing.
No, absolutely. But, like, I feel like I only ever hear vloggers talk about Wagyu.
Yeah, so this is the Wagyu that's from Japan, and it's 120. And if you scroll down the list, there's some Wagyu that's from America, and it's only, like, $85. So... Mm-hmm.
The good Japanese Wagyu.
Yeah, right. Like if I'm doing this, I'm doing it well. Then for my drink, I've literally written down sake, but I want the waiter to pour sake for me. Because sake with my meal, I want the waiter to be like, this is the sake that should go with your meal, and it symbolizes this, 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 and this, and all this sort of stuff. That's okay. What I want for my sake. And then for it's all the rage at the moment, mochi ice cream. You get 6 pieces, green tea, strawberry, chocolate, mango, and vanilla.
Nice.
And it's from the Japanese ice cream cart.
Nice.
Yeah. Big I honestly think Japan is where I'd have the most fun.
Yeah. Like just bopping around Mitsukoshi and just like picking out all the sweets and stuff.
Yeah. And by that point, we are plastered.
Oh, flutered. Absolutely flutered. So then we're going to Morocco. So from the Tangerine Cafe, I've gone for a pistachio baklava, layers of phyllo pastry with pistachios and honey syrup. It's only $2.50. So I'm like, I'm at least getting two.
Because at this point, we're starving.
Oh, for good luck. And then from Oasis, Sips and Sweets, blood orange mimosa because Sinead likes a blood orange.
Why did you get the same thing everywhere?
Because I love blood orange. But it's slightly different. The one's a margarita, one's a lemonade, one's a mimosa. It's fine. It's fine. That's $13.
I also got the baklava, just to get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. For my main, I got a beef couscous, braised, served with raisins, honey, sesame seeds, and egg from Restaurant Marrakesh. My drink is a kashba coffee, which is coffee mocha with Godiva chocolate liqueur, topped with whipped cream and nutmeg. Because nice.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, indeed.
Next up is France. So from my food thing, from L'Artisan de Glaces, I've gone for a macaron sandwich because that just sounds delightful. So chocolate or seasonal ice cream between two macarons, $4.69. And some of the seasonal ones that they had, there was like a peanut butter one, there was a honeycomb one, and I was just like any and all between two macarons, I'd be a big fan. And then, so the drink that I went for a frosé as my drink, which is frozen rosé, vodka and peach for $12.50. But I have also seen there's one place where you can get like a scoop of French gelato and then like, I think like almost like a Prosecco or something on top of it. So it's almost kind of like an ice cream float, but it's a boozy ice cream float. And I'm like, that, but I couldn't find that on any of the menus, but I have seen it on videos.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I picked roasted duck from Monsieur Paul. I also picked the Salade de Chèvre, which is baked goat cheese with walnuts, fresh grapes, tomatoes, endives, and mixed salad from Chef de France.
I'll have that as well.
Yeah, right. And then for my drink, I literally was like champagne.
Champagne.
Because like when I think of Disney and I think of France, I think of champagne on Main Street, which we've never bought.
Can we do it when we go back? Like the first day we're back. My voice totally broken.
Your innards got so excited.
Yeah, we're doing champagne on Main Street.
Oh yeah, fuck that. When we eventually get back to Disneyland Paris, I'm bringing over double the amount of money I usually would. Mm-hmm. And being like, fuck this, because champagne every day.
Yeah.
And that's from Le Vin de Chef de France.
Yes. So next up is the the UK pavilion, which
I didn't even want to do this one.
I would be concerned. I would worry I would get on a table and start reading out the proclamation. I can't speak.
Proclamation!
You would swear I've drank each of these drinks.
We'd get to the UK and you'd be like, here now, this is the Irish proclamation.
But I feel like I'd pick up a menu and be like, see this thing called Black and Tan? Let me tell you why this is problematic. But moving on from that. So from the Yorkshire County Fish Shop, I would just want chips. They don't have chips listed by itself, but I feel like at this stage of being drunk, some like chippery style chips would go down real good.
I also feel like they'll definitely just sell you chips.
Yeah. Like I just want chips. I don't want the fish. I just want chips. And then out of pure stubbornness, I would want to get an Irish whiskey flight because I'm like, fuck you. I want to drink some good Irish stuff. So you get Tullamore Dew, you get Jameson, and you get a bit of Bushmills for $17. Fair. Do I need three types of whiskey at the second last pavilion? Absolutely not. But here we are.
Then, so I picked fish and chips from Rose and Crown, sticky toffee pudding, and oh my god, did I not do Canada?
Did you not do Canada?
I didn't do Canada.
Oh.
I was like, why am I missing one? And it's because it's not there. And then just for the crack, and probably so that I could shout at them about it, I picked the Leaping Leprechaun, because why the fuck is there a drink called the Leaping Leprechaun in the UK pavilion? And also, it doesn't make any sense. It's Irish whiskey with Donkey Crystal Rum, Cevada Vodka, Melon Liqueur, and Sweet and Sour topped with Sprite, served in a souvenir cup. It's got countries.
Yeah. Strange.
It's really weird.
Strange. So for Canada, for me, both of my things are from Le Cellier. And I feel like because I've mentioned them on basically every single episode we've done of these, I have to go for the maple whiskey glazed Brussels sprouts because that just sounds delightful.
That's fair.
So they're $10. And then also from Le Cellier, I've gone with a maple old fashioned, which is Canadian whiskey with muddled fruit, chocolate and orange bitters, and a splash of soda for $15.
Nice. I'm just here. I have it. I can pick one.
Okay.
Ooh, warm fingerling potato salad. Yeah.
I do love a potato salad.
Bacon, wilted spinach, capers, whole grain mustard sauce, and bordelaise butter. Yeah, nice.
There you go.
That sounds good. And then...
There's not a lot of drinks listed.
No, just the old fashioned. I mean, yeah. Nice maple though. Creme brulee. Why don't they have... Oh, they do. Never mind. I'd get poutine.
You get poutine?
I'd just get poutine. I was like, why don't they have poutine? Right. But they do.
I would also probably at this stage, because I'm assuming at this stage, we're just going to like have the food here, then get on a Skyliner and go back to whatever resort we're staying at, because I'm assuming we're staying at a Skyliner resort based obviously off the previous planning that we've done. But I would also want a bag of, you can get ketchup crisps.
Ooh.
In Canada.
Oh, the Canada ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like I'd get a bag of them and probably have an extra pretzel in my bag as well, because I'll want that again. But I've added up the full cost of mine and it's $246 before tax.
That's not that bad. I was expecting it to be a lot more. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But like, knowing that we could probably snack and drink and like one substantial meal for like about $300.
Mm-hmm.
If you budgeted it, I'm just saying, when it comes to when it comes to Disney, if you budget it in, nothing's impossible. You just have to pick.
This entire time. It sounds like we have.
Oh,
but we haven't.
Maybe
but
we should have.
It really sounds like we have.
Maybe we should have been doing shots or something.
Oh God, imagine.
It's Paddy's Day tomorrow. Like, neither of us have anything else to do.
Hey.
So yeah. That is ideal meal for all of Epcot, not including any of the festivals, because we're only human.
Oh yeah, no, can't be doing that.
Absolutely not.
But if you were going to join us in drinking and snacking around the world, what would you have?
Yeah, please let us know. If you want to hit us up, it's at Mickey Waffles Pod on Instagram. We also have a Twitter. It's at Mickey Waffle Pod. Only Sinead looks at that. So
there you go. And even then, it's rare.
Well, it's also rather we look at the Instagram.
And if you're listening on an Apple device, please give us a rating and review. We would very much appreciate it.
Or just thanks for listening. That's also appreciated. Also, thanks to the people that actually messaged us on Instagram. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks much for listening, guys. This has either been a lengthy podcast or an extremely short one. And I currently don't know. So
neither do I.
Either way, thanks so much for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.